بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغم عنف الرجل ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي. We are still in this chapter of the importance, virtues and benefits of reading Durood Sharif, Salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of us should also consider for ourselves, after hearing the great virtues which were mentioned yesterday, how many of us actually started reading Durood Sharif. If not, then we should again make tawbah and again determine to start, even if it is for just 10 times a day Durood. But Durood is a very important ibadat that we should bring about in our lives. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may that person be disgraced, may that person lose all good, the in front of whom my name is taken, I am remembered, and he does not send Durood Sharif upon me. A Muslim should be such that he should always remember the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon him. If anyone has done any good to somebody, we remember that person. He did this good to us. The greatest good that could be done to us in this world is of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we don't even think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once in the whole day, then we don't even send one durood, then what is our value even as a human being? A human being, a dog also, that gets a piece of bread from a door, is loyal to that door, doesn't leave that door. We got everything through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if we don't even think of him, we don't even send one durood, then really what is our value even as a human being? Forget as being an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in another riwayat from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taj'alu qabri eidan wa sallu alayya fa inna salatakum tablughni haythu kuntum. That do not make my qabr a place of rejoice and entertainment. Like, for example, some people who make urus at the qabr of the pious people, and there is qawwali that takes place. There is the man and woman gather. There is jostling. There is all merrymaking. There is food that is being given. In other words, like an occasion of joy and happiness. And all these things, though to a certain extent, there are certain things which are permitted. But even that, if not observed, is better, because this entertainment then makes a person unmindful of the reality of deen. Therefore, our ulama, the ulama of Dioban, have not allowed even those things which are outwardly permissible, because this eventually takes a person away from the reality of deen. So all, do not make my qabr a place of rejoicement and entertainment, that the people gather there wear all fancy and funny type of clothes, are in a very jovial mood, in a very light-hearted mood. All these things take away from the reality of deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that at his qabr, and he said, send durood on me. Yeah, again, we see the great reality that even our great pious people today, what and what is not happening at their qabrs. If we go to Ajmer, for example, if we go to the Dargah in Nizamuddin, in many other places of the world also, and the actual reality is then completely obliterated. It is removed completely, and what it is to send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the important thing. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتُكُمْ وَصَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغْنِي حَيْثُ كُنْتُمْ. And know that from wherever you send durood on me, it is conveyed to me, it reaches me. So the reality of all matters must always be observed. Even on the occasion of a nikah, when certain things may be permitted, but then that takes away from the reality of that. And to have a nikah as simple as possible brings the reality of this ibadat. Otherwise, it is not even observed as an ibadat, it is observed as some entertainment and some outward show. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من أحد يسلم علي إلا رد الله عليه روحي حتى أرد عليه السلام. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nobody who sends salams to me and Allah returns my ruh to me until I return the salam to that person. And salatu salam, Allah, His Qudrat has made it such that every split moment there are millions of people sending salatu salam from around the world. And this continuity of returning the ruh, that is from the aspect of turning towards the creation and returning their salams. Otherwise, Nabiya Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is alive all the time, but his attention is fully towards Allah Ta'ala. Then as far as the returning of salam, that aspect, Allah gives Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he returns the salams of those people. And this is the hadith of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, of the reality of this hadith is that Allah has given this honor to this ummah that they get the reply of the Nabi salam. Wherever they are in the world, they send durood and salam and they get the reply also. So it is a very, very great honor. And due to our negligence, we deprive ourselves of this great honor of getting salam from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any great person, in our own opinion, whoever we think is great, and he has to send salams for us, how honorable don't we feel? So we should realize the salams of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we send salams, we are getting the salams of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البخيل من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي. حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه said that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said a stingy person, a miserly person, and no, the word miserly could not be used more better as it has been used in this hadith, is that person that my name is mentioned in front of him, my mention is made in front of him, and he does not send durood upon me. That is, the favors of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so extraordinarily, so great, so magnificent, and a person hears the name and the talk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he can't even just move his lips or his tongue, which does not cost him any cent also, which is no big deal, no big work. You don't have to move a mountain from its place. Just to move your tongue and your lips a little bit, and a person is not prepared to do that also, there couldn't be a more miserly person than that person. Yea, in this world, if anyone has to be told you are a stingy, miserly person, especially if the wife tells the husband, you are very miserly, you don't spend, he feels extremely offended. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person is miserly, is stingy, that when he hears my name, my mention is made in front of him, and he does not send durood. From there also, we should gauge what our level is and where we belong. We imagine ourselves to be on a high, very, very high, but really we should think where we are really in reality, that we can't even just move our lips and tongue and we can't even send one salam. So durood sharif is a very great ibadat and we should try and engage in it as much as possible in all our free time. We should try and engage in sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.